Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, sitting in an endoscopy report on Julia Harrison, date of birth 5/11/1983. Date of procedure, May 1st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Amanda Metzger. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is weight loss, comma. Diarrhea with change in bowel habits. Description of procedure and wrong symptoms obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, all the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, and monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated, limbus videogastric scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, or retroflex view is obtained at the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal is scoped. The patient is then turned around in a left lateral position. The direct exam was normal. Well lubricated, limbus videogastric was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve encompasses the folds, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination was made of the cecal malacecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Retroflex view is obtained at the rectum, period. Boston Bob prep score is graded as a 7, 2-3, or 2, good prep. The patient followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Comma, biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there's evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there's evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal bulb did appear erythematous and nodular and did have nodularity. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Histology, next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the appendiceal orifice did appear prominent and did appear inverted. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Histology, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation and histology. Given the diarrhea, next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation in light of the diarrhea. Next line, and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was abnormal rectal tissue right next to the anal verge, which appeared thickened and